that rocks.
Good morning.
You know what? Hey, this is was advertised on HBO Max. They just threw out a bunch of commercials for upcoming 2021 movies. Top Gun was on the list. A new Ghostbusters movie, which is not the original cast, obviously, but it's like kids. It's like Ghostbusters Afterlife or something.
So is it supposed to be them when they were younger? Them late? And like, I don't get the concept for the new Ghostbusters.
It's their kids.
It's their kids. Okay.
I watched a trailer, and yeah, I was wondering that too. I'm like, is it throwing back? So it's their kids, and their kids know nothing about their dads, apparently, from back in the 80s. And then one of the kids finds one of the, what's the contraption that keeps the ghost in it? You put your foot on and sucks the ghost in. Like, he finds that in his basement, and he, like, asks his parents about it or something. They're like, okay, we're going to tell you the story. And then they start finding these ghosts, I guess. So that's kind of the premises of it. Venom 2 is on the list. Coming out, I don't know if you've seen the first Venom. It was pretty good. Mortal Kombat was on the list. And there's Tom and Jerry. Remember the old cartoon?
Is it going to be a cartoon, or is it going to be...
Half and half. It's cartoon in real life. I don't know how I felt about it. I watched the preview, and I'm like, oh, man, I don't know. We'll see, though. You can't really judge off of previews, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot that got all put that got pushed off in 2020 because of 2020. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So I think what HBO Max is doing, they're like that in theaters, you know? So you can watch the movie on HBO Max, or you can go to the theaters to watch it.
Interesting. Crazy time, man.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure talk more about those. I haven't watched like a new movie in I don't know how long. So it'd be nice to maybe actually go sit down in a theater and do that one of these days if that day ever happens.
When you can. I think they're only open like on the weekends now here in Michigan.
Yeah.
Like Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
I haven't done the
Brock, go watch The Marksman. I'm telling you. It's a great movie.
I haven't been able to do the old hole in the bottom of the popcorn tub trick in a while. So, you know. Need to do that. Doesn't work the same way at home.
Right. Next time, hey, you need to remember I'm with you, not your wife.
Yes, I'm sorry. It doesn't matter who's with me. You're getting the hole in the bottom of the popcorn tub trick. All right. We got to keep moving. It's time for your rock news and rock history. Cripes.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR. Well, according to sources, the Killers' next album will have all four founding members on it. Last year, drummer Ronnie Venucci said that guitarist Dave Kuning would be returning to an active role after going on hiatus in 2017. And in a recent Instagram Live that Venucci, there we go, it's an Italian name, did in the studio. Kuning was the first band member that the drummer showed on camera, and there was a snippet of a new song playing in the background. Last year's Imploding the Mirage was the first album not to feature the founding guitarist. It did feature guitar and bass from Matt Stormer, who took a hiatus from touring with the band at the beginning of 2016. So the band have been working on their seventh album since the fall and even teased a track list on Instagram last month. So if you are a fan of the Killers, which a lot of us are, I mean, I don't know about you, but high school, they were everywhere. You couldn't get away from the Killers, man.
I got a question for you. And I know this might have gone way before this, but a question I have in my brain. Do you think that the pandemic and quarantine might have brought artists or maybe just people in general out of retirement? Because they're so bored. The boredom of quarantine, I should say. The boredom of quarantine and the pandemic.
I think maybe not exactly brought them. I get what you're going with. In my opinion, maybe it's making people nostalgic. And maybe some of the underlying issues. Because, look, I don't blame bands for breaking up, man. When you see the rigorous schedule that they go through. And you may say, Brock, they're going and playing music. It's a lot of touring. It's away from family and friends. It's on the road. It's a lot of late nights. A lot of pressure from the labels doing stuff that, you know. When you pick up an instrument, you don't think about, like, all the other stuff that goes along with just going on stage. And even that can be tiring. I mean, there's bands that hate each other because of all the time they spent together. So, to answer your question, the long-winded version of it, I think maybe it caused people to become nostalgic. And people go like, well, maybe that issue I had with the band doesn't seem that big. Maybe the little bickering...
Gave you gave you time to think about. It's like going into timeout and thinking about things.
Exactly.
And
you're
like,
hey, you know,
and maybe like, I was a jerk.
You know what, guys? I miss playing with you. Look, we have been able to. This thing we took for granted maybe now seems a little bit. And who knows? Maybe they took the hiatus. I don't know the full reason why the guys were on hiatus. Maybe there's family stuff, health issues, things like that. But either way, we're seeing a lot of stuff come together now after the pandemic, or at
I just
least
had that random thought, because if you have a lot of money and you retire, it's like, yeah, it's fine because you can have a lot of money, you can do anything you want. Yep. But if they shut everything down, what's the money gonna do? Nothing. Yep. Now you're just bored, so you need something to occupy that time.
Exactly. You know? But either way, new killer stuff coming here in the new year, and that's very exciting. Very exciting for everybody.
Nice.
That is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day, 1955, Edward, better known as Eddie, Ludwig van Halen was born in Amsterdam.
Wow.
Sadly, we lost Eddie after he succumbed to cancer on October 6th of 2020, which is hard to believe it's already been that long. One of the greatest, if not the greatest, guitarist virtuoso out there, and definitely missed. But luckily, we have all his amazing music that we get to enjoy.
Maybe things calmed down with his son a little bit, too, because we haven't really heard much from him.
Yeah, hopefully people haven't been hounding him quite as much, you know, right after his father passed. So, but there you go. That is your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. We'll be back.